بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we do the last two ahadith of the chapter on abstaining from anything that is doubtful in the chapter on piety. النافع رضي الله عنه أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه كان فرض للمهاجرين الأولين 4,000 وفرض لابنه 3,500 فقيل له هو من المهاجرين فلما نقصته فقال إنما هاجر به أبوه يقول ليس هو كمن هاجر بنفسه رواه البخاري. حضرت نافع رضي الله عنه narrates that حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه حضرت عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه used to allocate an allowance of 4,000 for the first group of مهاجرون and only 3,500 for his son. So a stipend allowance was given to those مهاجر that had left Makkah al-Mukarramah. The first lot, they left their homes, they left everything, they made an extra qurbani and sacrifice, and they came to Madinatul Munawwara. So in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, a stipend was made. And for these people that made that qurbani out of recognition of that sacrifice that they had made, each one of them would get a stipend of 4,000 dirhams. But when it came to his son, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he would give his own son 3,500 less. So when he was asked, as Umar radiallahu anhu asked, that your son is also from the Muhajirun, why do you give him less? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu replying, speaking about his son, he said, his father also emigrated with him. He meant that he was not like those who emigrated on their own. Now look at what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying. Firstly, every one of us would like that our own children are secure. And very often we want to see that they are more secure than others. But here Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he is allocating a stipend, and he had all the right to allocate what amount he wanted to, he gives 500 a month less to his son. And when he's asked about it, he explains that when everyone else was making hijrat, my son didn't make hijrat on his own. He was only 11 years old at that time. So he was traveling with his father. He was going with his father. So the sacrifice that he had to make was not like those that traveled on their own, those that were adults. They had to make their own decisions, they had to make their own way, they had to make their own arrangements. He just tagged along with his father and he came here. In other words, that level of sacrifice was less. So to accommodate for that less sacrifice, that less decision making, that less responsibility, I'm giving him 500 less. And this is what you call taqwa, high level of taqwa. Whereas if he gave his son exactly what he gave everyone else, nobody would have objected. But he knew that this is in the interest of fairness. Even if it is my own son, I must give him a little bit less. Why? Because this is money that is public funds, public money. I don't utilize it as I wish and as I want. I must utilize it in the greatest extent of fairness. Now this is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu did. On one occasion it is mentioned that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was giving a khutbah, and on the minbar he mentioned to Sahaba that were there and those tabi'een that were there that isma'u wa ati'u, that listen and obey. And on this occasion, what had happened just before this was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had received a whole batch of shawls for distribution. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was very fair with his distribution. He distributed one shawl for one person. One person, one shawl. One person, one shawl. Cloth, garment. Now when he stood up on the mimbar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, on his body he had two shawls. So when he said, isma'u wa ati'u, that listen and obey, one person from the crowd stood up and said, la sam'a wa la ta'ata. There's no listening and there's no obeying. What a fair, what a just crowd, what a just jama'at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left behind. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, but why? Why there is no listening and there is no obeying? So he said, because you have been unfair in your distribution. You have given each person one cloth and we're seeing two cloths on your body. And this is fairness, honesty. If it was any one of us, we would got offended that I am the Amirul Mu'mineen. I am the person that's the leader. How dare you question me in public? How offended we would have got. But look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Immediately he asked his son, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, you stand up and give this person the reply. So his son, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, stood up and said that one extra cloth was my cloth. I gave it to my father to wear. So in other words, didn't take two for himself. Even for himself, he took one. But here what had happened? That he was wearing one of his son's cloth and one cloth was his. Just to make it clear. Now that's what you call transparency. Something that is lost today, especially in public funds. No idea what the money is being done with, where the money is going. There's no transparency. But here, absolute transparency. Right there he stops, asks his son to give the reply. There's no doubt, there's no ill feelings, there's no hurt. Everyone knows what happened with the public funds. Last hadith, a short hadith, and then we terminate this chapter. عن عطية بن عروة الساعدي الصحابي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يبلغ العبد أن يكون من المتقين حتى يدع ما لا بأس به حذرا مما به بأس رواه الترمذي. هذا عطية بن عروة الساعدي رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a person will not achieve the stateness of righteousness. We all want to be muttaqis, we all want to have taqwa. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person will not reach the status of a muttaqi, of a person that is righteous, until he abstains from that which there is no harm, so that he may able to save himself from that which there is harm. We explained this before. This person remains from something that is permissible, so that he does not go into something that is impermissible. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We gave a few examples. One example we gave is a person wants to go, for example, there's something cheap in a mall, in a shopping mall, something cheaper there, then he can get it from one of the local supermarkets here. But he says, I'm leaving that out, because if I go there, then my eyes may get carried away, I may see wrong things, people are not dressed properly, sometimes there's music there. So just to save himself from something that is haram, what was permissible for him to go to the shop and buy, now he saves himself even from that. Or sometimes a person knows that if I go to a certain site, I may be able to get the news. But together with the news, sometimes they got pictures, sometimes they got other articles. I may just go and see those things by mistake also. Save myself from seeing those things by mistake. Never mind. The permissibility of even reading the news, I'll stay away. I'd rather get it from something else, somewhere else, where there's no possibility of my eyes straying like that if a person wants to go to the beach for a walk or for a swim. Now he knows that people are not dressed properly there. There is great chance that the eyes can commit guna, or maybe I can listen to something that is wrong, or maybe I can even get involved in something that is wrong. Something that was ordinarily permissible, now he makes it impermissible on himself. He makes it impermissible on himself to save himself from something that is wrong. This, if a person does, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, then only can he reach the ranks of taqwa. Otherwise everything goes, doesn't matter whether he's going to take me into guna or not take me into guna, everything goes. Then what will happen? Person will never ever be able to reach the rank of a muttaqi. And that's something that we're all striving for. So the way to do that is look at the situation, even if it means at times leaving out something that is permissible, just to save us from something that is impermissible. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.